Welcome to The Flash, where we dive into the day's pivotal news, bringing you insight and clarity on the go. Today's episode unfolds a spectrum of pressing issues, from the political reverberations of college protests in the United States to intensifying clashes in the Gaza Strip and a severe weather alert in Texas and Oklahoma. Join us as we dissect these events, illuminating the facts and exploring their implications. To kick things off, let's delve into the starkly contrasting approaches of President Biden and former President Trump to the recent college protests, an issue that's igniting a political battleground ahead of the 2024 election.
Indeed, Wendy. The recent eruption of college protests, especially concerning the situation in Gaza, has provided an illuminating glimpse into the broader ideological divide between Biden and Trump. Biden's calm demeanor contrasts sharply with Trump's aggressive calls for law enforcement, echoing their divergent views on not just how to handle protests, but also on law enforcement, protest rights, and foreign policy. Biden's response has been tactical, striving to balance public order with peaceful protest rights, a stance that reflects his administration's broader goal of inclusiveness and diplomatic foreign policy.
Interesting contrast. Trump's response, you mentioned, was more aggressive?
Absolutely. Trump has taken a notably hardline stance, applauding police actions against protesters and positioning his campaign to portray Biden's administration as weak on law and order. This strategy isn't just about the protests. It's a move to reclaim undecided and moderate voters by emphasizing a strong law enforcement and foreign policy stance.
So it seems the protests are much more than just collegiate unrest. They're a microcosm of the larger political and ideological battle leading up to 2024.
That's exactly right. The responses to these protests are emblematic of the broader ideological battle that defines the upcoming election, offering voters a preview of the governance styles and policy priorities that would shape either Biden's or Trump's presidency. It represents a choice between two fundamentally different visions of America's future.
Moving on to a global perspective, tensions between Israel and Hamas in the Gaza Strip have intensified, leading to escalating conflict and significant international concern. Rachel, can you shed light on the current situation?
Of course, Wendy. The situation is indeed complex and troubling. The ongoing conflict has seen failed ceasefire talks and a worsening humanitarian crisis. Israel has been clear in its position to not end the war as part of any deal, focusing instead on military solutions targeting Hamas battalions. Amid this, President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu have discussed negotiations and ramping up humanitarian aid, underlining the international dimension of the crisis.
What are the prospects for a resolution?
Negotiations have been marred by setbacks, with both sides maintaining hard stances. However, the humanitarian toll of the conflict is staggering, pushing international actors to press for at least a temporary ceasefire to allow for humanitarian aid. Amid the failures and disagreements, the sincerity in reaching a truce remains questionable.
Lastly, our heart goes out to those in Texas and Oklahoma as they face a severe flood watch following a series of intense storms. Laura, what's the current situation on the ground?
Wendy, it's a dire situation. Over 11 million residents are under severe flood watches, with rivers like the Trinity reaching potentially record levels. The response has been swift, with emergency efforts mobilized, but as more rain is predicted, the risk remains high. Beyond just flooding, the first major heat wave of the year is expected soon, adding to the challenges faced by residents.
An already tough situation seems poised to get even tougher. Thanks for the update, Laura. It's a clear reminder of the relentless challenges some regions face with severe weather. As we conclude this episode of The Flash, we're reminded of the diverse crises facing our world today, from the political battlegrounds in the U.S. to the escalating conflict in Gaza and the devastating weather events in Texas and Oklahoma. It's a testament to the resilience of the human spirit
and the urgency for collective action and understanding. Thank you for joining us today. Remember, for knowledge and entertainment, on demand, tune into The Flash.